Now, turn to test 2, questions 7 to 11. Look at the 5 statements for this task. You will listen to an interview. Decide if each statement is true or false. For questions 7 to 11, choose T if the statement is true, according to the text, and F if it is false. Now, you will have 20 seconds to look at the statements for task 2. Now, we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
The brightest memories from my childhood are sitting behind my dad's back, holding tightly his leather jacket and rushing through the streets and fields on his scarlet motorbike, feeling scared and excited at the same time. Nothing else could give me such strong emotions. And there was no wonder that, at the age of 15, I became the youngest lady biker in our town. We get used to connecting motorbikes with men. But what about women and bikes? Why do we think the girls only have the option of riding as a passenger? Is this hobby pure masculine? Being a biker lady is not for the cowardly or the weak. Riding a bike is rebellious. It's a real adventure, risky and enthralling. You can feel the wind and fly with it. You feel no borders or obstacles. Nothing can stop you or prevent from this flight over the reality. Riding a bike is exciting. There is nothing like it. You are there in the world, seeing it and experiencing it in a way that could never be got in a car. No windows to block your view. All of your senses are magnified. All of your emotions are doubled. It's fun and thrill. You are alive. Riding brings you to this moment where everything comes together. You will feel like your machine and you have just become one. A zen-like state will settle on your shoulders. And you will just glide through the world. A part of it, immersed in it, in total harmony. That is why I ride. If you're thinking of taking up a new hobby, first choose a proper two-wheeled friend. I'd recommend you starting out on a smaller motorcycle, so as easily and confidently you practice the skills learned in the motorcycle training class. And prepare to enjoy this experience. Remember, traveling at speed dissolves gender. It becomes less important, actually. It doesn't matter at all.
Now, listen again.
The brightest memories from my childhood are sitting behind my dad's back, holding tightly his leather jacket and rushing through the streets and fields on his scarlet motorbike, feeling scared and excited at the same time. Nothing else could give me such strong emotions. And there was no wonder that, at the age of 15, I became the youngest lady biker in our town. We get used to connecting motorbikes with men. But what about women and bikes? Why do we think the girls only have the option of riding as a passenger? Is this hobby pure masculine? Being a biker lady is not for the cowardly or the weak. Riding a bike is rebellious. It's a real adventure, risky and enthralling. You can feel the wind and fly with it. You feel no borders or obstacles. Nothing can stop you or prevent from this flight over the reality. Riding a bike is exciting. There is nothing like it. You are there in the world, seeing it and experiencing it in a way that could never be got in a car. No windows to block your view. All of your senses are magnified. All of your emotions are doubled. It's fun and thrill. You are alive. Riding brings you to this moment where everything comes together. You will feel like your machine and you have just become one. A zen-like state will settle on your shoulders. And you will just glide through the world. A part of it, immersed in it, in total harmony. That is why I ride. If you're thinking of taking up a new hobby, first choose a proper two-wheeled friend. I'd recommend you starting out on a smaller motorcycle, so as easily and confidently you practice the skills learned in the motorcycle training class. And prepare to enjoy this experience. Remember, traveling at speed dissolves gender. It becomes less important, actually. It doesn't matter at all.
That is the end of task 2.